June 19th, 1922. Every time the soul operates in the divine will, she gives God the field to put out new beatitudes and new contentments. Continuing in my usual state, I felt sunken in the supreme volition of my sweet Jesus. It seemed to me that each little act of mine done in the divine will made new contentments come out from within the divine majesty. And my lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, I possess such contentments, happinesses, and beatitudes that I could give ever new joys and beatitudes at each instant. So, every time the soul operates in my will, she gives me the field to put out new beatitudes and new contentments, which I possess. And since my will is immense and invades everyone and everything, as they come out, they flow over the soul who is operating in my will as the primary cause for which my beatitudes are released. And then they circulate in everyone, both in heaven and on earth. Therefore, as many times as you operate in my will, so many more beatitudes and joys do you let me put out, and I feel the contentment of sharing the joys that I possess. My will wants to put out what it possesses, but it keeps looking for one who would give it the occasion, one who is disposed to receive, one who prepares a little space in her soul in which to place these new contentments of mine. Now, by wanting to do my will, the soul opens the doors of my volition, and, emptying herself of her own volition, she prepares a little space for me in which to place my goods. And as she enters into my will to operate, she gives me the occasion to issue new beatitudes from myself. Therefore, I anxiously await the soul to come to operate in my eternal volition in order to unleash a new joy from myself and make myself known as that God who is never exhausted, and who has always something to give to one who does my will."